This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we do, I like to catch up on the latest, which is an ever changing thing. I could do this every day. I could have him on the show every day, and we never cover the same ground twice. But joining me again from the TruthAboutGuns.com is the editor in chief, Dan Zimmerman. And I really don't know where to start today, sir. So I'm just going to start with this one. Am I to believe that the board of directors got together and reelected Wayne LaPierre, and they're all hip hop array right now? They're out there for he's a jolly good fellow. So say all of us. I mean, is that what I'm supposed to? And who is Charles Cotton?
Well, first, some of the board members did. Apparently, 49 of them gathered in. I can't remember where, Charlotte, North Carolina, I think, over the weekend, in a sort of an almost secret board meeting. Not really, but it wasn't advertised to the membership in the manner that it has been in the past. 49 members were there. 44 of them voted to retain Wayne LaPierre as executive vice president, which is the top chair at the NRA. So that's the story. And there were about, one of the people who were there counted about 120 attendees other than board members.
120 attendees.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. So, and that's pretty much the way Wayne and his cronies like it. That way there are fewer opportunities for dissension, people bringing up motions to have him resign, that kind of thing. That was done. That was voted down quickly. So it was all a very pro forma process. And all of Wayne's selected slate of officers were elected by overwhelming majorities, just as the process was designed to happen.
Oh, that just cracks me up. Just the way you explain it. I mean, I believe it. But I mean, how long do we expect this to go on? How long is Wayne going? Are we just waiting on Wayne to die now? Is that what it is?
Well, we find ourselves, a lot of NRA members find themselves in an unusual position because one of the people who expressed outrage in a little kabuki Twitter tweet yesterday was the Attorney General from New York, who said, oh my gosh, this is horrible. She wrote, the NRA's decision to re-elect Wayne LaPierre and other top leaders yesterday, despite detailed evidence of repeated fraud and self-dealing we have laid out in our lawsuit during the bankruptcy trial, underscores the board governance is broken and that the rot runs deep in the NRA, and she went on. So, of course, she was expressing shock and horror. When I think deep down, she has to love this because all it does is bolster her case that the NRA is incapable of self-governance. Two of the top members of the officers now are board members who are on the audit committee. This is the audit committee that failed to maintain any controls or oversight over the spending at the NRA over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So you said, how long is this going to go on? Well, as I said, people who want change at the top of the NRA are in an unusual position because they have common cause now with the attorney general from the state of New York, who is moving to, of course, she wants to destroy the NRA. She wants it shut down. She wants it decommissioned and euthanized. Most observers who have experience in these kinds of things don't think that's going to happen. The other thing she's likely to do, or she wants to do, and is like it could very well be successful at, is removing LaPierre and all of the current board members or officers, and very well could dissolve the board too, because the board has arguably been negligent and has failed to exercise its fiduciary duty to the member, to the association as a whole. So, one of the best chances for reform in the NRA could lie with the fate of the lawsuit that's been brought against the NRA by the New York Attorney General. And as much as those of us who dislike her anti-gun stance and her, she's targeted the NRA before she knew there was ever any alleged mismanagement or corruption at the NRA. She's just a dedicated anti-gunner.
Sure.
However, what she's doing might be the best chance at any kind of meaningful reform there at all.
Well, on the one hand, I've been looking to see if this has, because I kind of expected to see a rally around the NRA over this, and I think in the beginning that happened. But then when they tried some of the other stuff, they tried like the let's move to Texas and let's file bankruptcy and let's do this and let's do that. And when that failed, you know, I was just wondering, what are they doing? I mean, it's almost like they're throwing stuff against the wall.
Yeah, it was all so transparent. And it was an obvious ploy just to get out from underneath the suit, which, of course, goes against the letter of bankruptcy code law. You cannot use that to avoid litigation or legal liability. It's only for an organization that is in financial difficulty. And by its own admission, the NRA was not. So, yeah, the NRA has done nothing to engender any sympathy among a lot of gun owners and people who care about gun rights.
Well, whatever it is, I was looking at that, and I was like, okay, I know they've been canceling these things. But and you know, one thing that I'm hearing a lot of people talking right now, and I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about it. I hear a lot of people saying that, asking the question, do we even need these big gun confabs anymore? But you don't have time to answer that because we're coming up on the break. And before we go on the break, well, today is a banner day at The Truth About Guns. They have got some really interesting articles on the front page at the very top. We're going to cover most of these. When we get back, I want to talk about, just so you know, Dan, one state's attorney general taking aim at the Second Amendment Sanctuary Declaration. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Planks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we are talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And the Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement, which is pretty big. Half of the counties, more than half of the counties in the United States now, have declared themselves to be Second Amendment Sanctuary counties. Yeah, I believe that's the number I've seen swatted about here and there. Is that
correct?
What you've seen?
Yeah, so, I think something like 55% of the counties in the nation have either declared themselves to be sanctuary counties or are in states where the entire state has declared itself to be a sanctuary state.
So here in Oregon, where there's a couple of counties there who have declared themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuary counties there, they're pasty, stereotypically looking leftist, gun-grabbing, Grinch lady attorney general has decided she's going to come after them, huh?
Yeah, well, Oregon actually has a number of sanctuary counties. The two she's chosen to go after are unique in that their sanctuary laws didn't affect any state gun control laws that were passed through February. However, since then, the state has enacted a safe storage requirement. And it's also enacted a bill that allows schools and colleges to declare themselves gun-free zones if they choose to. These two counties, Harney County and Yamhill County, their sanctuary laws supposedly preempt those. Now, there is a state preemption law in Oregon where no locality can negate a state-level gun control law. So that's why she's chosen to go after these two. None of the other Second Amendment sanctuary counties in the state have laws that negate state-level gun control laws because they were all done prior to this new law. These two specifically negated the safe storage law. So under her theory, illegal theory, and it sounds to be legitimate, probably is going to be upheld by the courts, is that the fact that they're trying to negate the safe storage law violates Oregon state law, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, doesn't the safe how do they actually execute their safe storage law? Because to me, the only way to execute that and enforce that means they've got to be able to go into your house and check.
That seems to be the case. I would think. I mean, how else will they know how you're storing your gun? Now, as a practical matter, these things only come up when something happens. You know, when your home is broken into and the guns are stolen. If there's a domestic violence situation and police come into your home. If, God forbid, a kid gets a hold of one of your guns and touches off around, then they would find out and charge you with failure to comply with the safe storage law. Short of that, I don't think anybody's going door to door checking.
Yeah. I've often wondered about that, though. I just wonder, if you let someone in, if they let someone in the house, isn't that a violation of the Fifth Amendment? And if they're coming in the house without a search warrant, that's a violation of the Fourth.
It's not a violation if you let them in. Otherwise they have to have a...
Well, that's the only way you can self-incriminate, though.
Exactly. I mean, if you are ignorant enough of your rights to allow a police officer to come in and look through your home without a warrant, you never know what they could find and turn up. But you can't claim a violation of your Fifth Amendment rights if you consent to the search.
will.
Okay. I guess so. Well, I mean, isn't that the only way you could self-incriminate, though? That's the question. If you consent to the search, aren't you incriminating yourself?
Yeah, I would think so. The other way they could come in is if they have probable cause. If, you know, they got a report of a shot fired, if they get a call, a 911 call saying, you know, there's a domestic violence situation going on in there, something like that. They have reason to believe somebody's being harmed inside the house, they can force their way in.
I just wonder about that kind of stuff. And this, let's see, safe storage of firearms. What was the other firearms from the state capitol in Portland International Airport? So, I mean, that's something that would that even be jurisdictional in these two counties? Is that where the...
There's more to it than just those two. I think it has to do with state schools and some other properties as well. So,
okay.
But that,
now, are they shall issue or may issue?
They are shall issue, I believe.
And they have open carry.
I believe that's the case as well.
Yeah.
In Oregon. Yeah.
That's got to be a confusing place to be a gun owner.
Yeah, it really is. Because most of the state is highly pro-gun and pro-gun rights.
That whole idea of, I mean, here in South Carolina, we're shall issue. We just got open carry with a permit, which is not, I don't know how we would characterize that. And they've been freer than we have all this time, and they're Oregon. This is confusing.
Well, but Oregon has changed a lot in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be very center-leaning. Center-right leaning, and it's obviously changed a lot because of the sway that Portland has over the whole state's politics, much like you've got in Illinois or other similar cities, or similar states.
Well, you hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. This is all being ripped from the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Today's a big day. They have so much good stuff there. It's well worth your time. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The head of BioNTech, which makes one of the most common COVID-19 vaccines in the world, said that new vaccines might be necessary by 2022 to combat the next generation of COVID-19 variants. Without mentioning data suggesting that natural immunity may offer better and longer-lasting protection, the executive said that the next vaccine will have to be tailored to forthcoming changes to the coronavirus. President Joe Biden told a reporter that he wouldn't answer a foreign policy question because it would confuse the American people. Biden was asked a question about Ethiopia.
What is more important, that position that Senator Schumer has or raising the debt ceiling? And then I also have a question for you on Ethiopia.
I'm not going to answer Ethiopia. Let's stick on the debt so we don't confuse the American people.
Biden delivered remarks on the need to raise the debt ceiling on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Friday promised unspecified consequences for city workers who don't meet an October 15th deadline to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even as the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police told its members unvaccinated cops will only be subjected to coronavirus testing starting mid-month, not loss of pay or firing.
Number one cause of death in 2020 of law enforcement was COVID-19, nothing else. It's foolish to be trying to take a victory lap when so much is at stake. But unfortunately, that's in keeping with the leadership of this Fraternal Order of Police. They will be vaccinated.
A new report sheds light on how world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars over the past quarter century. The investigation, dubbed the Pandora Papers, was published late Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I saw this little ditty here. I'm very curious about this because I often wonder how Alan Dershowitz, is he as scholarly as everybody else seems to think he is, in your opinion?
Yeah, I don't know the man. He seems awfully intelligent. He seems very bright. He's a Harvard Law professor, has been for many years, for decades. And he's been on all sorts of sides of all sorts of issues. He considers himself a liberal, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't argue on the side of President Trump during the impeachment process, because he thought that it was ludicrous and constitutionally wrong.
Right.
So I think he considers himself intellectually honest on these matters, and I think a lot of people would agree with him.
So he is out there right now, and he's saying that he believes that they're going to take a case and expand Heller and McDonald because of the crime surge.
Yeah, that's an interesting angle to take on this.
Doesn't it seem? I mean, I thought, to be honest with you, I thought the crime surge was sort of manufactured by the left. To go after more gun control stuff, you know, and if this were to actually happen this way, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever. I don't know if I'll be able to go on. I'll just be gut laughing for days.
I'm not sure if it's manufactured or if it's just the inevitable outcome of the policy choices that they've made over the last year. You know, entirely predictable. But in any case, yes, we are experiencing a surge in violent crime as the FBI's uniform statistics, crime statistics that were released last week made clear violent crimes are up, I think it was 5.4%, and murders are up significantly as well. Overall crime is down, but violent crime is up. So what Dershowitz said here is I do think the justices will take into account the fact that people really need more protection than they used to need. Crime is going up dramatically, particularly in inner cities, and I do think that the need for self-defense will probably be recognized by enough justices for the Supreme Court to warrant extending Heller to open carry and concealed weapons again. That is, well, I can see where you're going. You're laughing at the irony of policy that that Democrats and the left have put in place, resulting in an expansion of gun rights. Do I have that correct?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. when all the stuff that Soros has done, all the DAs he's funded, all the funding they've done for all this gun control stuff, where they've actually passed it and all this other stuff. If it were to go this way, I mean, what's going to happen to the gun controllers then? I mean, are they going to do one of those mass suicide things like the?
The irony would be delicious. And, you know, I don't think that they're going to do whatever the cult did in San Diego when the spaceship didn't arrive or whatever. But they wouldn't be happy. There'd be much wailing, gnashing of teeth, and tearing of clothes. So,
you think
yeah,
it'd be it, like that female meme when Trump was named president that screams no into the sky?
Very much like that, yeah. I think so. Well, we shall see. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched.
Right.
Arguments are still about a month away. So we shall see. But getting back to Dershowitz, he is a legal scholar. He's someone who's been watching the courts and the laws and all that for a longer than a lot of people have been alive, and this is his considered opinion about what's likely to happen here. I think rather than the fact that violent crime is up and there's as he says, a need for self-defense, I think more important is the fact that the laws in the city of New York are so egregiously and clearly unconstitutional. I think that's what's really going to carry the day in the Supreme Court rather than whatever the current violent crime rate happens to be. They, in effect, have a no concealed carry issue policy, and they certainly don't have open carry. The only people who get concealed carry permits in New York City are the very wealthy and the very well-connected, or people who pay bribes to fixers, as various corruption scandals have broken out over the years and demonstrated. So I think that's really what's going to sway the justices, or I'm certainly hoping so, rather than whatever the current news may be in terms of violent crime and defunded police and all the results thereof.
Can you imagine, though, what happens in all these blue cities if all of a sudden the Supreme Court got out there and said constitutional carry and open carry is the law of the land, the Second Amendment clearly provides this, there can be no 10th Amendment solution to this. This is a basic general, you know, a basic civil right, and this is the way it will be in the law of the land. Can you imagine what happens on night one in Seattle after that happens. Can you just imagine all those scared people who the cops have been standing by and just letting all this stuff happen, and now they're like, hey, we can carry guns in the open.
Well, of course, we hear these predictions all the time, anytime any state enacts constitutional carry. I don't think the Supreme Court is about to enact constitutional carry nationwide. I think that they're much more likely to say that May issue, which is in effect de facto non-issue of concealed carry, is unconstitutional. And that would affect New York. That would affect the entire state of Hawaii and a number of other local jurisdictions around the country. I don't think that they're going to declare constitutional carry the law of the land, although that certainly would be welcome and entertaining. But, yeah, of course, you're going to get whatever, if it is a positive pro-gun right ruling, you're going to get all kinds of predictions, just like you did here in Texas and just as you have in every other state. Where
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. I've just been, ever since I saw that, I've been having fun with that. I'm just, while you're telling me all this stuff, I'm like, yeah, sure. This is on the front page at ammoland.com. This little consideration. Anyway, the truthaboutguns.com. I'm sorry. I'm just so happy I'm delirious. We'll be right back. I'm talking to the editor-in-chief from there, too. His name is Dan Zimmerman, that's for sure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? the largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. What did I say in the last segment? What did I accidentally call you?
Oh, call us Ammoland. And we love the folks at Ammoland. They're good friends of ours.
Okay.
But
okay.
We're not Ammoland.
Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry for that. I was just sitting here, just hands together, clasped beside my face, smiling up to the heavens. Anyway, just enjoying the irony. I did not realize that the Philadelphia mayor had ascended to gun salesman status.
Well, yeah. You know, he isn't directly responsible for everything that happened, but he is in the top job, so the buck stops at his desk, just like it does at Mayor Lightfoot's in Chicago. The city of Philadelphia is becoming kind of a lawless hellhole. They've got record numbers of shootings. And over the weekend, there was apparently some sort of car rally in the middle of a downtown street with people doing donuts in the middle of an intersection. And when police showed up, they got in the middle of the intersection, they started doing donuts around the police cars. And the cops did absolutely nothing about it, didn't stop them, didn't arrest anybody. There were hundreds of people in the streets. Traffic was backed up for blocks and blocks and blocks because the intersection was choked with people and cars. And as John Bach wrote, you know, it's exactly this kind of thing that is feeding the desire of more Americans to become first-time gun owners.
That almost sounds TikTok influenced, to be honest with you. The shenanigans?
Yeah, I don't know if this was organized to be a TikTok event or if it just happened and then there were all kinds of people with phones who then grabbed video and threw it up on TikTok. And I don't know if it was a chicken or an egg situation. But whatever, the video's out there. Now, of course, as happens so often in this country, this didn't show up on U.S. media, at least not that we've seen very often. This is instead on the Daily Mail site. in the UK. They happen to be first, for some reason, they happen to be first to cover all kinds of stories that the U.S. media don't cover. But you would think that something as spectacular and egregious as this would be somewhere in the news, in a U.S. media outlet, or at least some of them. But no, we don't see it. At least I haven't seen it, and Bach hadn't seen it when he wrote this up. But again, the point is, police are being defunded. Cops that are working are either reluctant or they've been ordered to let more of these instances go. They're not the cops here in Philadelphia did absolutely nothing to stop this. People who see this, they're not going to be, this isn't going to engender a lot of confidence in law enforcement or the ability or their ability or willingness to protect the average citizen. This is why record numbers of firearms have been sold in the last 18 months. We just had another story today come out. I think the adjusted background check number for September was about 1.35 million, which was the second most ever after last year's surge high. And there are 10 or 11 million first-time gun owners in this country, people who bought firearms for the first time ever in their lives in the last 18 months. And this kind of story just feeds that even more. It's creating new gun owners, new people who are concerned about their safety and their family safety and their neighborhood safety, and they're going to do something about it.
Now, Philadelphia tries to characterize themselves as a first-class city because Pennsylvania is actually sort of a big pro-gun state?
In general, they are. I mean, they have pretty good gun laws. But, you know, they've got two big urban areas at either side of the state. They've got Philadelphia and they've got Pittsburgh, both run by anti-gun mayors, which is not unusual. We have that here in Texas. You've got that in almost every city, every state in the country where you've got a large urban area. Pennsylvania is big enough to hold sway mostly with still pro-gun policies and people in the legislature who protect gun rights. Now they do. They have a Democrat governor and they've got a Democrat attorney general, and there's no shortage of people there who are enemies of gun rights and would love nothing more than to tear down the state's preemption law and allow localities like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and other cities to enact their own gun laws, but haven't been able to get that done yet.
Yeah, I knew Philadelphia tried to play certain games, but I did not realize it had gotten that bad in Philadelphia, but that's what I get for not paying attention, I guess.
It's bad enough that the mayor has criticized the Soros-backed prosecutor.
Wow.
Larry Krasner, criticized him for not doing his job and prosecuting more people. That's how bad it's gotten. You've got a Democrat mayor openly criticizing a Democrat prosecutor for not prosecuting and jailing more criminals. That's how bad the narrative has gotten in Philadelphia in terms of the crime rate there.
Well, I really wonder where they think this is going to go, because letting all this crime occur and having this revolving door in the jails and letting guys out, you know, they're out there saying, well, we got to let them out due to COVID. I would have thought that a jail would be a controlled environment where you could enforce masking, and if not, I guess maybe just close it off or something. But everything that they've done seems to have driven this spiking crime that we're seeing now. And at the same time, I mean, this is like trying to control the weather. You can't have this kind of stuff happening and it doesn't start affecting the elite. And, you know, I'm waiting to see how that goes.
Policies, if you set out to enact policies to increase the crime rate and make urban life worse and more dangerous for more people, I don't know what you'd do differently than what cities have done over the last 18 months.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they're talking about that they've gotten transformational votes on the ballot in Minneapolis to change the police department. That managed to get on there, and I don't know how I feel about that. My network is in Minneapolis. I don't want to see any of my people getting mixed up in any of this stuff, but I mean, I wonder what they think they're going to get out of that.
Nothing good.
No.
Minneapolis has been devastated.
Yeah.
Since the Floyd riots.
So, we will see. One more time before we go away, thetruthaboutguns.com. This came straight from the front page of it. Actually, from the top of the front page. I mean, everything we talked about tonight came from the top of the front page. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir. I suppose Dan said bye-bye. Okay, that's the drama of live radio. Well, coming up next, it's just going to be me and you as we do. The rant kicks off. This is Lock and Load. Nationwide, ammo is in short supply. Mantis X lets you train from home without the cost of ammunition. Mantis X is a training accessory designed to fit your handgun or rifle. It tracks the movement of your weapon, providing real-time info regarding shooting trends. Mantis X gives you real-time feedback to become a better shooter and build confidence. Go to MantisX.com. Mantis X. Real-time precision, feedback, and results.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.